Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're in a week focused on living with a new or a renewed yearning for God. And different aspects of how that desire within us ought to be refreshed each day, really. There's so much that wants to kind of nibble away at our longing for God and our longing for the things of God. And it isn't long before many of us, if we take the time to step back, we realize that, well, God hasn't been the priority that He once was. And perhaps not even the priority that we want Him to be. And so we're going to spend time this week talking about that yearning, that longing. And today we're focused specifically on a new yearning to receive from God. Now, you may hear that and you think, well, why would I lose my longing to receive something from God? I mean, we live in a consumeristic society, a me-first society, a culture where everything's about me getting. But I suspect that yearning to receive from God tends to fade because, well, we don't always know what to do with what God gives. We don't always appreciate what God gives. We like to receive if we get to decide what it is that we receive. But when it comes to God, we really ought to live with a yearning to receive Him. To receive what He knows is best. The text for today's devotion comes from Psalm chapter 143, verse 6. It says, I spread out my hands to you, my soul thirsts for you like a parched land. As I came across that verse and read it and really gave it a lot of thought, I thought about this idea of spreading out our hands before God. And for me, it's this concept of coming to God with open hands. A lot of meaning can be read into that picture. I think of open hands that are eager to receive. I think of open hands that are submissive. Not holding any secret weapon or clinging on to anything that would be a distraction. I think of this longing, this yearning to be welcomed by God. You see, when we realize how much we need God, when we realize how much we can trust Him to supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory in a way that is absolutely best. We've talked numerous times on these morning devotions about the fact that the world is full of trouble. In fact, Jesus promises that you and I will face trouble in this world. But somehow we get in our mind, or we're trained by our culture, that the thing that we ought to receive from God, the thing that would be the best, is if the troubles would simply be taken away. Yet God tells us through James that we should rejoice when we face trials and troubles of various kinds. And how often do we think of this yearning to receive from God the growth that comes through perseverance in the midst of trouble? The growth of character, the growth of faith, the growth of witness opportunities. That testing that proves to ourselves and to those watching that God is meaningful in our life, that He is real. To live with this new yearning to receive from God that which He knows we need. And to not turn our nose up. I picture a young child and around a table. Generally, as children, we yearn for the things that we like, not necessarily for the things that are good for us. We tend to turn our nose up at vegetables and foods that, we're not accustomed to, and we don't care for the taste of, or the texture of, or whatever it is. And generally, they're there on our plate. They're on the table because our parents know that they're good for us. And many times we approach God like children. Not in the sense that Jesus says we must become like children in order to the kingdom of God. We approach God in a childlike manner. Instead of that childlike faith, we approach Him in a childish manner that only thinks of ourself. And this yearning to receive from God says, I want whatever it is God is offering. I trust Him that much. I know that what He offers is good. And it's good for me. And as we grow, we learn more and more that the things we once turned our nose up at, the things we once rejected, really were good for us. And we learn to accept freely all that God offers, beginning with Himself. You see, when we live and we approach God with this new yearning to receive from God, we not only open up our hands, we open up our entire being simply to accept Him for who He is, to make Him the central part of who we are. God's desire for every one of us is that we would be filled with Him. When Jesus calls us the light of the world, He does so because God's Spirit is meant to live within us. That we are the light of the world because we're filled with the very presence of Jesus. And God's presence ought to be shining through us. And when we yearn to receive from God, we receive the fullness of Christ dwelling within us. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that we consider how much do we want to receive from God. I'm not talking about how much money or how much stuff or how much things that we would call blessings, but how much of God do we want to receive from Him? Do we want that fullness? Do we come to Him with hands spread before Him open, with a heart spread before Him open, with a mind spread before Him open, with our entire being open before Him, yearning to receive with the thirst of one who's in a parched and dry land. And when we pray and we ask God to help us figure out where we're at, then we have a starting point to pray and ask Him to fill us, to cry out with this longing, to receive whatever it is that He wants to provide. This longing to be whoever it is He wants us to be as He fills us with His presence. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible. You give of Yourself. You give of Your Spirit. You give of Your Word. You give freely and abundantly. Not based on our whims or our passing fads and fancies and things that we think we have to have, but based on what is good and right, what is useful and in the big picture. Father, Your Word tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from You, the Father of lights, that does not shift or change like shadows dancing on the wall. Father, may we live with that yearning, that renewed longing to receive You. May we come before You with open hands, with open hearts, with open minds, with everything about us open to You and what it is that You offer. May we be transformed from the inside out because of this renewed longing to receive all that comes from Your hand. Father, when we know that we are facing troubles and trials and of various kinds, may we still come to You, not begging to be released from those trials, but with open hands yearning to be filled with You. May we trust You to provide those good and perfect gifts. As we yearn to receive from You, may we recognize that those things that we do receive are for our good, regardless of how they match up with what we wanted. God, today, may You be with all of those listening that are struggling, that are wondering where You're at, that are wondering why You haven't supplied what they've asked for. May in the midst of their wandering, in the midst of their crying out, may they receive what is most needed. May You fill them with faith, with perseverance, with love, with goodness, with kindness, with an incredible outpouring of Your Spirit and the fruit that He produces in each of us. And Father, as we long to receive from You, may we receive that which represents Jesus well in our life. May that fruit of His Spirit that grows and is bountiful, may we cultivate it. May we not do anything that would quench or damage that fruit. But may all the parts of that fruit work together in our life to represent Jesus to everyone we meet. May we recognize as we yearn to receive from you that all that we receive, everything that is good and right and just comes from you. For the purpose of building us up so that we can build others up, so that we can share with them what we receive, so that the longing in their life can grow to also receive from you. Father, today as we come before you with open hands, with hands spread out before you in worship and in longing, may we do so in a way that represents Jesus well everywhere that we are. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.